The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks have a slightly different look for tonight's matchup against the defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers at SAP Center at San Jose as they try to end an 11-game winless drought against the Florida franchise going back to December of 2017 when they beat the Panthers 2-1 on the road in Florida. The most recent home win against the Panthers has been November the 5th, 2015, a 5-2 win. But it's been seven games since that time at home since Sharks fans have seen San Jose take the Florida Panthers down to defeat. So what's the difference with the Sharks lineup tonight? Well, Alexander Georgiev gets the start in goal for one thing. Georgiev comes into this game with a 10-16-0 record in a total of 29 games played in the NHL this season. He made 34 saves in the game on the road in Nashville. But unfortunately, he was part of a third-period collapse in which the Predators came from behind and beat the Sharks 7-5. It doesn't get any easier tonight against the defending Stanley Cup champs who have depth, who have goaltending, and according to Coach Ryan Warsofsky, are really good in just about every aspect of the game.
They defend extremely well, and you know, I think the biggest thing is, again, they're coming off a Stanley Cup, but the way they compete. They compete for every square inch of ice out there. You know, the way they get into battles, the way they win races, their competitiveness is what sticks out, and that's why they win a Stanley Cup. You know, and we could talk about systems, we could talk about X's and O's. That's important, but the most important thing is what they have is the ultra-competitiveness in 50-50s and races to get to the inside, to defend. They're the blueprint of what it should look like.
One change for the Sharks lineup is that Scott Sabourin will be playing tonight. He was recalled from the San Jose Barracuda of the American Hockey League, where he's made an impact. And he says that aside from just being where he needs to be for the team, not much changes with his role in the NHL.
Not much. I try to bring, you know, a similar game there or here. It doesn't matter where I am. But, yeah, you know, my role will probably diminish a little bit, and I'll have to simplify in certain senses. But, you know, at the end of the day, I just want to be a positive player out there. I want to be helpful when I'm on the ice, and I want to have an impact in the game. So whether that's, you know, getting my gloves off every now and then or getting a big hit or having a good, you know, track as F3, whatever it may be, I just want to be, you know, helpful for the team.
Of course, the Sharks are coming off of a game in which they had three separate altercations in a span of only 4 seconds. But Sabourin, who's known for dropping the gloves, says it's much, much more than just that when you come to the NHL to play.
Right, no, absolutely. And I've, you know, learned that in my later years is, you know, there's a lot more to doing that job than just getting your gloves off, right? It's important to play the right way and have an impact. And I've been trying to develop, you know, as a hockey player, you know, every year and continue to get better. So, you know, I'm 12 years in, but still hungry to get better, and I still want, you know, more for me.
Colin White has been with the Barracuda all season long, but he practiced with the big team yesterday, and he's expected to finalize his NHL contract with the team shortly. He won't be in the lineup tonight, but White, a former first-round draft pick of the Ottawa Senators, is very excited about the opportunity.
Yeah, I was excited. You know, I was out walking my dog, and to get that call is pretty... My dog didn't get a much longer walk after that, but, you know, it's exciting, and, you know, I'm just super grateful and excited for the opportunity.
Sabourin is really excited to be in the NHL alongside White.
Whitey's a good teammate, good buddy of mine, and a heck of a player, so hopefully I'll get to... mix it up with him out here, and I'm happy to see him get his chance back in the NHL, and hopefully, you know, he can stick and run with it.
Now, White won't be in the lineup tonight, but Sabourin will. Scott will skate on a line with Barkley Goodrow at center and with Walker Duehr, the new acquisition from Calgary, on the right wing side. Head coach Ryan Warsofsky talked about the move of Goodrow to center, a position that he's played a number of times before.
Yeah, just trying to get, you know, we're putting a lot of weight on Connie to play middle, so we'll try to free that up a little bit. Goody's played center before. You know, give us another guy to try some face-offs, win some more face-offs. a little bit lower in the defensive zone. He's responsible, so just give a different look.
The most important thing about Barkley Goodrow this season has been in his professionalism and his trustworthiness every time the Sharks put him on the ice. That's an important factor for Coach Warshawski.
He knows how the game is supposed to be played. He knows what winning hockey looks like. He's been there. He's got the experience of it. He's won a cup. He's played on really good teams. He knows the pride you need to have with it. He knows in certain situations you need to win a puck at the wall, at the blue line. It doesn't mean it's always going to happen, but he usually knows, and if he makes a mistake, he usually knows too. So he knows he's responsible enough to know the responsibilities in our D-zone coverage and understanding his play without the puck. So he's a smart player. I think I know the plus-minus probably jumps out to everyone on the page, but you'd have to go back. How many of those empty netters, are they directly his fault? There's more than just a plus-minus. But he's a guy that you trust because he's been there and done that.
But also responding and willing to do anything to win is something that the Sharks definitely need to show in this game. Last contest, they showed it by dropping their gloves and getting back into the contest against Nashville. And Luke Cunnan, who was part of that, talked about how the team responded.
Yeah, I thought the guys responded well. Get a few goals there and, yeah, just try to change, I guess, the momentum of the game.
The Teal Report will continue in just a moment, right after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce, all the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky!
All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free, now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Hey Sharks fans, what is a Shark's favorite washing machine setting? FinCycle! But seriously folks, PG&E and the Sharks want you to know that washing your game day jerseys and other clothes in cold water can save you up to $40 a year. Want to discover more ways to save energy and money? Check out PG&E's series, 7 Saturdays to a More Energy Efficient Home at SavingsActionCenter.com.
Four nations face off for the world to see. This February, international best-on-best hockey is back as NHL stars compete for their country to see which hockey nation will reign.
Star power in abundance.
Canada, Finland, Sweden, USA. Teammates turned rivals and rivals turned teammates. For country, for glory, four nations.
We are set for puck drop.
The Four Nations Face-Off begins February 12th on ABC, ESPN, and TNT.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The Sharks certainly have their hands full with the Florida Panthers, given their recent record against them with 0 wins in their last 11 meetings. But the Panthers certainly are taking the Sharks seriously, especially after a 3-1 victory against the Sharks back on December the 7th in South Florida that was a lot more difficult than it seemed, in spite of the fact that Mackenzie Blackwood made 51 saves in that game. It was the first time that head coach Paul Maurice saw Macklin Celebrini, and he was pretty impressed.
I just thought that young man played the game the right way. He made the right decisions. He put pucks deep when he was supposed to, but he made plays when he had the chance to make those plays. So he's a keeper, that guy. He's going to be a great player and a great leader in this league.
What's the biggest difference in the way that you're treated after you win a Stanley Cup? Florida captain Alexander Barkov gave us a clue.
Biggest difference? That's a good question. I think we, now that obviously everyone wants to beat us the same way we wanted to beat Vegas last year or Colorado or whoever won that year. The previous year, we always wanted to bring our best, and I think that's the case here. Like, we haven't had many games where our opponent hasn't really showed up. So all the games have been really tough and this year, and I don't know if that's a difference, but that's what sticks out.
Join Scott Hannon and me for all of the exciting play-by-play coverage. The San Jose Sharks and the Florida Panthers, the defending Stanley Cup champions, right here on the Sharks Audio Network starting at 6:30 Pacific Time. We've got a great game coming your way, and we're always there for you on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, on affiliate stations in Northern California, and of course at sjsharks.com/listen. Until then, that's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.